Dr. Helen Sissons is with us today. There are serious concerns about the safety of some women journalists at work due to public discrediting and threats, sexual harassment, stalking. Now, this is to do with a study that was conducted by Massey University. It was called the World of Journalism Study 2, and it focused on journalists in Aotearoa who were looking to share some of the realities, their anxieties, their emotional pressures of the mahi that they're involved in. Helen, thank you for joining us on the program. It's Tuhine Tenakwe. My name's Dale. Ngā mihi and a warm welcome to Pākehā. Tenakwe.
Kia ora, Dale. Morena, thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot.
I'm very pleased to be here.
And I'm really pleased to be talking with you about it. The World of Journalism Study. Maybe we could start there, please, and tell us, about that study and also some of your background to the mahi that sees you considering this aspect of journalism life and reality. Tell us a bit about yourself, please, Helen, and also the World of Journalism Study.
Yes. Now, I'm not one of the authors of the study, but I have looked into this this issue while being a researcher here in New Zealand. I have a background in journalism. I spent 17 years as a broadcast and print journalist. The last 10 of those were at the BBC. So I know I have some experience of what it's like to be a female journalist. But this most of my experience happened before we had social media. And that has changed the experience of all journalists hugely, because it now brings the audience into direct daily contact with the their audience in a way that didn't happen before social media. So the research that's going on now shows a marked increase in the daily abuse that female journalists, all journalists, but female journalists in particular, have to suffer. And the World of Journalism study notes that now women make up the majority of journalists in New Zealand at nearly 60%. And what this report shows is that their experience, women's experience, backs up what earlier research in New Zealand, such as mine, but also others, and international research has shown, that women journalists worry for their safety as they work, and rightly so. Two-thirds of the journalists surveyed here in New Zealand reported that they'd received online hate speech, sometimes or often, so regularly. Some had experienced really serious harassment, rape or death threats or in-person threats, including sexual assault or harassment. And women reported significantly more online harassment and threats, in-person stalking and intimidation than did men. In fact, sexual assault or harassment was a problem almost exclusively faced by female journalists. And as I said, this backs up research internationally. In fact, the International Center for Journalists found that three-quarters of women journalists were victims of online abuse. And as in New Zealand, a significant portion of this online abuse then led to offline attacks. If we look specifically at Maori, research from the Disinformation Project found that one in three Maori experienced racial abuse and harassment online, with Maori women targeted the most, and particularly those with the Moko Kauai. This abuse has spilled into mainstream media, with female Maori presenters, such as News Hub's Arani Kaipara, often targeted. And in fact, she spoke of her experience recently on a TV3 documentary. Now, Maori now make up 1/10 of all journalists, which still isn't enough, but it's a 20% increase in 5 years. And I think it's, you know, it's so serious now that the International Centre for Journalists has called online harassment the new frontline for women journalists. And, you know, this can have a, this frontline can have a traumatising effect.
They're quite amazing findings. And I thank you to friends. Helen also, so you know, is a Associate Professor of Communication Studies and Journalism at Auckland University of Technology. She's got a large and comprehensive history, career history with journalism. It's quite distressing, Helen, to realise the amount of online abuse women journalists particularly can be subjected to. It's not as if guys are buffeted from this as well too, because words there's an old Maori saying, you can parry blows but not words. And so when people fire off online hate, it can have quite an emotional impact. If there are threats involved with family members, it can be very unnerving. And so is there any way we can counteract it? And I'm very pleased to, and I thank you, Helen, for talking of Ordinaire as an example. I too am aware that there are plenty of people who've, rednecks who've taken offence to a Wahine Māori or the Moku Kauai presenting on a mainstream news channel. So her story is not isolated. And of course, people copying abuse online. I'm not a big social media user myself. That's just a decision I made a long time ago because I was a computer klutz. And so perhaps if I was on social media, I'd be getting all sorts of hate mail and abuse. Why do you think people are addicted to social media so much that they can allow themselves to be exposed to what could be quite threatening rhetoric and therefore destabilising emotional threats that can, you know, linger long? What's driving people's sort of addiction to social media, if in fact that's the main vehicle that they're being harassed with?
Yeah, I think that certainly that what we know about computer behaviour is that anonymity actually doesn't help. People can, I suppose, indulge their worst, the worst side of themselves through, thanks to anonymity. And journalists can't really escape this. Journalists have to, they rely on social media for news gathering, for sources, and also to increase readership. So they don't really have any option but to stay in touch. And in fact, if they do, to protect themselves, cut back on their social media use, it can hurt their careers because having a large online presence, being very active on social media, can actually help raise a journalist's profile and therefore raise their career prospects. But the sort of thing, just to give you the sorts of my own research, we actually looked at the social media activities of journalists and also interviewed them, and we found that women journalists are not just objectified sexually by these people, their personal appearance is criticised, but they were also infantilised. They were treated not as serious journalists. And the one female journalist, radio presenter, actually, said that she had to read some of these comments as they came into her in the studio as she was presenting. And some were very personal. One even criticised how she breathed. Other examples were just plain insults, silly girl, moron, bitch, belittling criticisms. We want more human opinion, not just women's opinion. I don't know what that says about the commenter, but also we expect another week of feminist soapbox grandstanding, passing of news, can we? A lot of condescension. God, you women can talk some effing bullshit. Or just, hey, sweetie. And then, you know, negative, ill-wishing. If you don't have a stomach for war, go back to the kitchen. One of my second year students, so she's like 19, was told that she'd ruined her career when she asked a very benign question on a Facebook site. So these are some very angry people out there, and they hide behind the anonymity of social media to allow them to indulge themselves. Even sometimes when they're named, they still feel that they've got this anonymity. And if you day in, day out, what this kind of discourse says to women journalists is that these commenters, and they are overwhelmingly men, believe, whether the women are young or old, that they're just disseminators of gossip and nonsensical talk. They're not involved in serious news, that they should go back to the kitchen or focus more on their appearance. And as you mentioned in your question, this has a serious effect, this drip, day in, day out of negativity has a quite traumatizing effect on a lot of women journalists, and they can get them into a sort of negative spiral if they're not careful.
It's an interesting discussion, and I thank you for sharing some cordial with us about it, Helen. To be honest, I didn't realise just how much pressure, how much anonymous rubbish can be directed at our journalists. But the World of Journalism study is quite revealing in this regard, and I thank Helen Sissons for sharing some kōrero about it. If it's tough for journalists, just think how difficult it can be for our Māori journalists and, you know, Mihingārangi and Miriama. They cop some backlash. Don't you worry about that on social media because of the anonymity that many can operate with, the keyboard warriors and gutless scribes, I guess. Helen, thanks for sharing some kōrero about this. It's not an issue we discuss all the time, but I really appreciate you sharing some kōrero with our listeners about it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tēnā koe te tuhine. You're 603.